You will be pleased to know that the book is available for download now from the Convention Releases page on jw.org. To get to this page, go to Publications, then Featured Items. At the bottom of the Featured Items page, you will see a section for convention releases. While you are there, you will also see that the three new Become Jehovah's Friend videos that we enjoyed this morning are also available on the convention releases page. Our new book is also available in the latest version of the JW Library application. We request, however, that you please allow those attending later conventions to enjoy learning about these new releases when they attend their convention. If you wish to have a printed copy of our new book, you may receive one copy right after the concluding prayer. As announced yesterday, an arrangement is in place for distributing convention releases to our elderly and infirm ones. The distribution points have signs that read, "Releases for Elderly and Infirm." All others in attendance should obtain their releases at the general distribution areas. You will be happy to know that audio recordings of the book Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life have also been prepared and can be downloaded from the convention releases pages on jw.org. Discs will be available for request through the congregations after September 1st, 2015. It has been a momentous day of theocratic education. We received practical instruction on how to follow the steps of our Master Jesus in so many aspects of our life. So with hearts full of gratitude for the privilege of knowing the way of truth, let all 4,737 in attendance, please stand and sing together song number 65, entitled, "This is the Way." After the song, Brother Terry Attic will express our thanks to Jehovah. Again, that's song number 65. Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, Jehovah, what a privilege it is to approach you now at the end of this second assembly day. Truly, you know our needs, Father. All day we've been able to reflect upon the mental attitude of your Son. As husbands and wives and elders and youth, we've been encouraged to imitate his kindness, his courage, and his determination to do your will. What a grand teacher he is, and what a gift it is to have your word and to be a part of an organization that relies upon it and is teaching us through the pages of your word. We know in this time of the end, even though you have told us to imitate him, we appreciate that you've also told us to follow his steps closely. With imperfection, we have challenges every day in our lives, but it is our determination, Father, to do our best to be more like him. Despite imperfection, we know we can arm ourselves, as we were encouraged to do, with that disposition and be faithful to you despite living in a world that will soon pass away. We appreciate the governing body. Truly, they are in tune with the field. They know our needs. And this convention program is evidence that we're being well cared for, evidence of your love for us, Father. We also enjoyed seeing the brothers and sisters who were baptized today. We welcome them within your congregation, and we pray that you protect them, Father, and help them to grow in a spiritual way as they've been doing thus far. So, Father, please forgive us where we fail you. Help us to overcome our weaknesses. And please grant us a night's rest this evening that we can come back tomorrow refreshed and to enjoy another day of fellowship and instruction from you. So, Father, we leave ourselves in your care now and humbly approach you through the name and office of your Son and our King, Christ Jesus. Amen.